Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 64478 at keen.com for readings. To begin with, our help tip for September. The Mediterranean and the DASH diets help prevent slow brain decline. Lowers your risk of Alzheimer's 53% if followed closely, 35% less closely. And the reference point for this information was WebMD.com. Our cosmic weather, we're having a lot of moon activity, so that brings on an emotional pull. So sometimes we just got to take a deep breath and wait a minute before I react. Psalm 139, verse 14. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. A lot of planetary activity. Solar eclipse in October. The moon and sun in October. We have a lot of spectacle going on in the sky. So we have a direct alignment. They'll be visible in San Francisco, Oregon, and Texas. So it's a lot of moon activity. And also the Ring of Fire in October 14th, the Harvest Moon, or known as the Corn Moon, September 29th. All this brings changes, and I've been talking about changes. We have Sun and Pluto giving us power to create transformation, decisions that are up and coming. And all of us are going to be affected to some degree or not. I mean, to find out what degree you need to, you know, talk to your spiritual advisor or your astrologer, someone that helps you in that area. I will be on Keen this next week. I have resolved my issues with them, so I will be back to work there. And I want to begin with Philippians 4:18. The enemy, dark forces, that's the enemy, wants us to think and worry about and remember and meditate only on the negative. God tells us to think on things that are pure, true, noble, just, lovely, and praiseworthy. We fight battles every day in our life, in work, in relationships. Those challenges, they challenge our positive thoughts sometimes when there's negative aspects. To win, we need to renew our minds to the Word of God. Romans 12:2, Jesus came to forgive us and save us. We need to focus on His work, His finished work. We need to accept this love. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So have you ever noticed these big steam liners, these big ships? Well, they're run by a little rudder. And it's a small little rudder, and it runs that big vessel. The same with us. Our tongues create happenings. We need to be mindful of this when we speak. Cursing brings curses and blessing brings blessings. There is power in our works, in our words. God's word spoken through us is causing us to activate His promises and His purpose. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings, Ephesians 1:3. I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, Revelations 12:11. Okay, I'm going to take some calls now, and I'm asking the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to be a part of all of our interaction today and tell us what we need to know, what we need to know, in Jesus' name. Okay, let's get started here. Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is it me?
Yeah,
hello?
Blog Talk Radio. Hello? Spiritual Perceptions.
Hi, thank you.
Hi.
Thank you, Daisy. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. God bless you. I'm having an issue with the company. Thank you, love. Thank you. Yes, I'm having an issue with the company. The letter starts with the letter A. I'm wondering if you see the lawyer Simone, if she'll help me, if I should sue, or if she, you know, will bring in a settlement. If you feel this is the way to go, please.
Yeah, this looks like it was really took an emotional drain on you. It created some unhappiness. It was unhappy. It was a lot of anxiety that probably could have been avoided, but wasn't. And she seems to be a very experienced, successful lawyer here, leader. She has good character and intelligence, and she's working on something here. I think she's a reliable person in your life, and the end card says that you're going to be successful. Now, which way she goes, she's struggling with a little bit right now, and that's normal. We've been under some struggling planets. But, you know, she's going to take control. She's going to take control over this. And I show something coming up in two. That could be 2 weeks or 2 months, but I think it's more like weeks.
Oh, fabulous.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Much.
Okay. Hello. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Maria.
Hi.
I call it from New York. How are you? I got a question.
Good.
You see me, I'm gonna travel in beginning of October, me and my daughter. And the money I got, they're going to be enough to stay a couple of months.
Okay.
Thank you.
Those things come up, don't they? The little family issues come up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you have a very secure relationship with her. It may not look like it right now, may not feel like it right now, but actually it's going to take a little bit of time here, but, you know, she's got to learn something here. Right now she's fearful of things. She's got fear upsetting her. And but remember, you got this solid foundation, and there's devotion, even though you may not be feeling it right now. It's there. And actually I think it's going to come to an understanding. And I have something coming up in a week, and you just need to come across with what you are, her mother. You know, that you love her and that you're concerned about her, and that's all that you're in there for, and that, you know, you want to strengthen her any way you can. Just show a supportive side, and you may see a big difference. Because she's real fearful about making some decisions or something.
Yeah. And another week, when am I going to receive money?
Money?
Hello? Yeah, you say a week.
Let me look at the money part. I saw that. Okay, let's see this. Yeah, the money's coming in. I'm going to say 5 to 7 days. 5 to 7. So.
Is that still a mint?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This has been a struggle.
Yeah.
So
you see me, I'm going to
try to leave. You're going to hear something very positive about this money within 5 to 7 days. So actually a week is a good time to say, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
God bless. Thank you for thanks for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. We appreciate that.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. God bless.
Hello, Daisy.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I have a question for you, please.
Okay. I've been dating my boyfriend now for 6 months, and he lost his wife back in 2020. He has a 10-year-old son, and he wants him and me to meet. And, of course, I want to meet him, and I want to be, you know, part of his life, and I want to know how things will go between us. Of course, it's a big step for me and my boyfriend, too, so I'm excited.
Well, yeah, and it's also an important step. This is important. I mean, it's important, period, but it's real important to him to see how this goes. Just come across as a good friend, not a parental view.
Of course not, yeah.
Okay, not yet. Come across as a good friend. Good friend. Yeah, and not so much parental, and just be interested in what he's interested in, find out what he likes. But I feel that you'll accomplish this. And, you know, but it's a cautious experience because he's been told something by someone. Not the father, but he's a little bit nervous about this, so... Just become
sure.
across as a good friend, you know. Yeah, what you'd like to do with him, what he like, you know, bring him out.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like we have a lot in common
that's
already.
It.
So I'm excited. I'm really excited
well,
for it to happen.
Well, it says you accomplished this. Just be very generous with him. And, you know. I think that's really going to just relax him from whatever emotional fear that he's dealing with, little guy.
Awesome.
They have fears too.
Of course.
But it shows that you're this is going to create a good situation between you and your boyfriend, and it's kind of a little testing ground here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right, awesome. I'm excited. And, of course, I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Well, you know, we're all here in these earth suits, and we're going to be faced. The Bible tells us that we will have trouble in this world, you know. But wouldn't it be a wonderful carefree life if we would know and believe in our innermost being that God is with us? It would create such a wonderful experience. Knowing who you are is key to communication with God. A strong connected relationship with Jesus changes things. It opens us up to communicate with God. You know, God dwelt in physical structures such as the tabernacle, temple, the Ark of the Covenant. But since Jesus, he dwelt in the spirit of the believer. And you can read about that in 1 Corinthians 6:19. Galatians 2 expresses how our connection and unity with God, if you want to read about that on a more positive, you know, more information. Okay, let's go on here. Let's see here. Hello?
Daisy, we already talked.
Hello?
I'm just hanging on to listen to your wonderful
good.
Words.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for
Absolutely.
Listening.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, huh? Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
anything you could tell me would be so great. Just whatever you see. Thank you.
Just give me a little general run here.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the first card is good news, but it's crossed by the judgment card, which means some things that you're dealing with, you know, these old bodies of ours, and they just don't, they give us a disillusionment when they don't work right or something goes wrong, you know.
Uh-huh.
But we need to repent from that. We need to say, I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on my actions for improvement, which are positive affirmations and positive thinking and staying connected to God. Development, you know. So there'll be a good outcome for that, you know. Because you're still supposed to get better. You're supposed to get better. And the better part of your destiny is coming forward now. It's an advancement for the better. And sometimes when we're about to have something really good, the enemy attacks the body, attacks their circumstances, attacks the family, attacks whatever they can attack to make us think the worst about things, you know. But actually, you have a really good part of your destiny coming up now. And you need to strengthen it with your skills. And you have them. You have them. You know what they are. You're going to be very surprised here real soon. There's a surprise coming that's going to give you a lot of hope and a lot of faith. And you just got to get past this rut, you know, this part that's not so happy, that's bugging you. You got to take control over it and speak to the problem, not about the problem. Speak to the problem to get out and plead the blood of Jesus and watch things change. So really good things are coming, including better health and money.
God, that's wonderful news. And I've been writing all this down as you spoke, so thank you so very much.
Well, you can always go back in the archives and listen to the show if you missed something.
Uh-huh.
and pick it back up again. You can listen to it. There's a whole list of shows. You can listen to any of them at any time. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right.
And be blessed.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for participating. Okay. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Okay.
Hey, Daisy.
Hey.
I just got in the door, and I was listening while I was driving, but we got a big storm coming through out here, so I don't know what the wind's going to do to us this time, but it's been pretty gnarly.
Let's agree together in the name of Jesus to protection come over you, your household. Nothing bad comes of it, you know. You're welcome.
You know, it took a while, but Reba, Diana's daughter, finally contacted me, and she texted me. And she's trying to get the mother out of the house, and she thinks that her aunt is helping her. And I told her, I said, your aunt is not helping you. She's just showboating you. You'll see. And so, but she says it's just so toxic there. And And Diana, we don't want Diana to know that we're talking, but I need to get my iPad back from Diana. And so I did call and left her a message, and I said, look, you need to contact me and let me know when you're going to be sending my iPad to me so I can get you the money. And she let the phone ring on my birthday, but, you know, and then she, you know, hung up, obviously. But, This mother of hers is a real piece of work. And I'm just kind of wondering if she's, if Reba is going to realize here in a couple of weeks that her aunt isn't doing anything. Because I told her, I said her aunt was involved in it, in all this toxicity. I mean, they ran her car, they ran Diana's credits up and everything, you know? And that's just pure wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, first of all, the word toxic is appropriate. It's a very toxic environment, and it's slow when it's really a dark cloud like that to see things, to see things.
Yeah.
And this aunt is coming across with friendship without meaning, without, it's not real. It's not real. You're absolutely right about that. And it's imperfect, but she is going to see something, and I have something within, within 5 days, maybe 2 days. She's going to, you know, have a different respect for what you told her, you know.
Okay. Yeah, because she's going to
see
gonna herself.
She's going to see
But, you know, she said, I'm in Texas. I said, well, I'm in Maryland. So neither one of us are going there to, you know, stay or visit or anything. But she's wanting to bring her mom down there where she is. And but she's got to get her stepdaughter and husband out of the house. Apparently, they're just loafing off of them, and they're hiding behind, oh, well, we're trying to buy a house. Well, it's been, you know, almost a year, and you still haven't bought your house. So it's like, you know, I'm hoping. She said they're supposed to be gone by November, and I'm like, well, hopefully Diana can hang on a little bit longer because, I mean, I can tell that Diana, it's really, really affected her. And her mother just hopes that she either has a heart attack or a stroke and dies. That's all she wants. And, I mean, it's just, this woman is unreal.
I see the people leaving. I see the people leaving within two, and that could be the 2 months or it could be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But they're not moving very fast, let's put it that way. So it might be the 2 months thing.
Well, see, Diana was supposed to go there before they moved in. And then all of a sudden, they moved in on their father and Reba, the stepmother, and they've been there ever since. And it's just like Diana could have been out of this situation a long time ago. But now it's really festering to a really, I mean, critical point, you know. So the abuse is unreal.
Yeah, we're at that point. And this is a strong lesson for her. When it's all over, she's going to realize how much she'd learned through this, but it is about, it is on the road to ending, and the daughter's gonna, you know, step up to the tune, especially when she realizes that she's been manipulated, you know.
Oh yeah, you don't want to piss off the popcorn. So them goats, they'll come at you.
Yeah, they got some horns. They'll batter you.
Oh yeah. But yeah, and see, and I mean, she's a mature woman, you know. I could tell by texting with her, you know, and I'm glad that she, you know, is where she's at. But you know, she needs to. I'm hoping that she can get the mother out of the house. Do you see her being successful with that? Because that woman ain't going nowhere.
It'll move a lot faster once she realizes. Yeah, it's gonna change, and we have a lot of change coming up. You know, we're coming up on this changes with the moon activity, and then we have two very spiritual holy days coming up. And we're in that season, but we've got the Feast of Tabernacles coming up, and what the Feast of Tabernacles does is seals everything.
Right.
For this upcoming
year. Thank you for taking a look at that, because it really didn't have a whole lot to do with me, but thank you for taking a look at that. I wanted to end on a good note. It seems like where I'm working at, they seem to like me. So,
All right.
I finally heard a little bit of gossip about Advent, that lady Stacia that did the bad thing to me a while back. Well, now she's under fire. And so one of the nurses, they contacted me and said, we're seeing what you know. And I was like, okay, well, you know, go take care of it, you know. And so,
I did see that coming on her. I did see that in one of our readings of that coming on her.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we're just not, we're not 100% perfecto on timing, but
On another good note, there's two other offers that I'm waiting on right now, and one of them I would have to move to, Virginia, West Virginia, but they supposedly going to pay for the relocation, and it's a really good paying job. So please keep me in your prayers, and because this this would be a really good job for me if I can get a hold of it. So, but right now,
I resolved my issues with Keen, so I'll be back on next week, starting Monday.
You know, they're charging us almost $5 to hook up now.
The customer?
Did you know that? Yes.
Well, no, you told me about it, but...
They're wrong. They're telling you a bunch of fluff. Because I know
I already told them if they're doing that I'm going to resign. So we'll see what happens, okay?
Well, they don't care. They got enough people hanging on to that because from what I heard from another friend of mine that's on there, she said I would go somewhere else, but she says there's nowhere to go, no one's hiring anywhere. So she's trying to get her own website going. And, once she does, then, I probably won't even be on Keen very much. Because if they're going to start charging me just to hook up, and then if I re-up any money, they dip into that, too. And I already found that out. And I called them up on it. And they said, well, we have fees.
Good.
And I'm like, well, your fees suck. You're running away your customers. And I said, and you're going to see a big drop in my business. And and that was the end of that. But I've heard from, my other friend that's on Keen, she says she's lost almost all of her customers because of it. And so nobody wants to be,
they're
double dipping.
Okay, well,
what happens. You watch.
Yeah, that's
they're
not
double
good.
Dipping. You know, so
okay,
the other places don't do that. But anyhow, thank you so much, and I'll talk soon.
If I realize they're doing that, I will resign. So, okay, I will
talk
to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Maricela. I'm from San Diego, California. I just had a quick question.
Hi.
Hi, thank you so much. This is the first time I listened to you, and I could totally feel that you were on the money because I am a psychic medium too, but sometimes I can't read my own future. Because I get so indecisive and trying to fix everything.
No, no.
And I try, and I shouldn't do that. I know. That's why I've been writing down my own readings when I pull my own cards. Anyways, I just needed some confirmation if it's a good idea to go ahead and move with civil litigation against my neighbor downstairs who's been harassing me for the past 3 years ever since my dad passed of COVID.
Okay.
I keep getting a resounding yes, but it's always good to have second opinion.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to agree with that yes. It looks like if you don't, it's going to create a downfall,
It already has.
It's going to be...
I was like on the verge of suicidal thoughts and everything.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It shows unhappiness about it. But you have a lot of changes coming up that are good. And you are good at what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome.
What's your name again, Miss?
Daisy.
Daisy, like the flower and Donald Duck's girlfriend. Okay. I will definitely remember your name, Daisy. Thank you so much for your tutelage.
You're welcome.
And God bless you. Bye.
God bless you, too.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
No, I'm good.
Hello. Good. I missed you on Joaquin, so I'm glad you'll be coming back soon.
Yeah, well, you heard what that girl was saying, that they're double dipping, and I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard they were going to charge both the client and the reader, and they take a lot of our money, and I'm not complaining about that.
Wow.
They've got the advertisement. They got all that overhead, okay? So I'm not complaining about that part, but to charge $5 a connection, if they continue to do that, I will resign. So I think that's
too much.
Yeah,
if they're
doing
that, I need to check my bill and make sure. I don't think they are on mine yet, but I really need to check that. So I will.
Well, I talked to them because I stayed off of it because of that reason. And I talked, they said, well, that doesn't apply to you. You've been with us over 20 years. We're trying to weed out some new people. So I don't know.
Oh, that's horrible.
I'm going to go on this week.
Oh.
I'm going to go on this week and see what they do, okay?
Okay.
What can I do
I'll
for you?
I'll look for you. I want to ask about the job situation. As you know, I was having issues in the beginning, but I've proven myself, proven my worth, and I'm wondering where we're at now. Of course, we still have a couple of ladies and, you know, that want to try to cause problems, but I think they're backing off now. And I'm hoping my boss, my supervisor, that she sees more in me. And I told our new director, too, that, hey, you know, I'm way overqualified for this, and I have more skills to offer. So, you know, and it looks like you guys are overwhelmed. I would be happy to help out in other ways. So I'm hoping they would
listen
to me.
You're going to overcome all.
Okay.
You're overcoming all this. You really are. You're overcoming these challenges. And for some reason, these two people that are trying to take advantage, or there's a jealousy thing, or there's, you know, they're troublemakers.
Right. And it sounds like they've done it before.
Some people just are troublemakers. They're not happy, so they make the whole world unhappy. So, but this shows a swift change and progress, and also it's going to end up with you being offered more money.
Ooh, okay. When
that
is that?
Offered to help. I'm in line, okay? Okay.
Yes.
Then they see you as a generous person and not an ungenerous person. I'm going to say within a month.
Okay.
Within a month.
Oh, wow.
And
this
conflict is going to stop, you know, and they're looking at you, the fact that you are overqualified for what you're doing. And, you know, they're going to see how they can, you know, I see money improvement for sure within a month. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're going to see how it can benefit
them. That, you know what? Sometimes God just tells you, sit back and wait. Just close your mouth, sit back and wait. Because he's going to make it happen. And I know it's coming from him. So.
That happened. Yeah, that happened with Moses when they, when the Israelites were backed up against the water. The Egyptians were coming at them, and they felt trapped. And Moses told them to be still. Just be still
just
and watch
be
God
still.
Perform. And sometimes we have to do that. And it's hard, especially if you're the type of person that, you know, gets in there and gets things done.
Right.
But
absolutely.
I show a real successful remainder of this year for you, especially financially. There's something, there's a lucky period coming up, too. And send me an email on Keen with your birth date, and I'll see if I can. Yeah, send me an email on Keen, and I'll see if I can normalize the time, okay?
Okay, sounds great. All right, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, dear. Thank you, and welcome back.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You too. Okay, so here we are. You know, we're in this world full of challenging, but spiritual awakening will occur if believers realize that A Christian is not a religious experience or exercise. There is power, great spiritual power, when we relate to our Heavenly Father on the basis of Jesus Christ and his accomplishments, and especially his finished works. We need to realize, you know, at the moment he died, he said, it's finished. And it is. It was finished. He completed what he came after, and, you know, he managed to make it, you know. I remember when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said to God, if this cup can pass from me, but he said, not my will, thy will. And that's it. Sometimes we have to relinquish our will and let God's will take place, because he wants to make things better for us and wants to make our life successful and happy, and all we need to do is release that and let it go. So that's our lesson. And we have some great events here coming up. We have the tomorrow is Yom Kippur, which is one of the holidays, but the Feast of Tabernacles is the 29th and 30th of this month, and that's where God seals all of our blessings for the year. So read a little psalm, praise him, and remember him on that day of spring. Very good thing to do. Okay, let's take another call here.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, it's Teresa. How are you?
Why,
can you
hi,
hear me?
Teresa. Yeah, I've been thinking about you. I haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I missed you last time.
All right. Are you married yet?
No, not yet. Oh, you telling me something I not need to know? You're picking up.
You still
me.
Have that. I think that other man that was interested in you wanted that.
Oh,
weren't you married to him before, though?
I was. That wasn't going to happen. No, he went away. I sent him away.
Yeah. He was a little pesky, huh?
Oh, yeah. I told him he's wasting his
okay.
time.
Well, you do have an adventure coming up, okay, and some sort of little vacation, like a little outing, and you're not alone on this, okay? You're with someone, and you got a lot to think about. I mean, you're taking care of your mother, you've got that on your hands, and you're still hanging in there. Are you hearing more from him?
Oh, yeah. Totally different.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it might be an outing with him. Oh, my.
Yeah, he needs a break.
Yeah, definitely.
He needs a break.
Yeah, a tornado hit his house
yeah.
a few months ago. Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, my goodness.
They're just now getting it put back together. Took every tree off of 7 acres. It's awful.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means, yeah, because I show he's very tired. And it's like he needs a break, you know. He'll probably have a nice evening in his house, and then it's like he wants to go somewhere, you know.
Oh,
and
good.
I think he's about done with this battle of relationship, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think this is going to be quite the little trip. Shows it very
yeah.
favorable and really coming out and talking. This whole experience woke him up. Shook him up.
Oh, yeah.
Woke him up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he that was his awakening. And, you know, you need a break, too. You've been, you know, doing a lot of work.
Yeah, I've been here every night for over 4 years.
Night
for the days. I just hang in.
So
here.
You call one of your sisters and tell them, look, I'm taking a weekend break. You need to get up here and take over my job.
Yeah.
I need a day off.
I do, yeah. Yeah,
so we just, it looks like things are getting better for you, and I'm glad to see that. I mean, because it's been a real toil, it's been a real struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And you really need this time, and he does too, so it's kind of like an awakening, you'll talk things out. Things will come up that you've wanted to say that you couldn't say, and him too. So
right,
it's like,
right.
You guys will open up to each other.
Okay.
This is coming
good.
Up pretty quick here, too. It's coming up pretty quick.
Good. Yep.
Where they've been staying somewhere, is that?
No, they actually stayed in there with tarps over the house and things over the windows that was broke. Because they were just afraid to leave everything. Because he's got that stuff in that shop and everything. It hit the back of the shop. That whole house was covered with trees. They just cut them off.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well. So I'm right in saying that he does need a vacation.
That's
been a real turmoil. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, keep me posted.
Well, it was so good talking to you. And
Selena
good?
Good talking to you, too.
Is Selena good?
She's doing pretty good. It's been a year since she's had a seizure. I'm real happy about that. So,
that's wonderful.
She's doing real well. Thanks for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, then. I hope to talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank
you. Bye. Uh-huh. Okay, well, we're going to close the program now. I will let everybody know when our next show is. And I'll also, I'll be on Keene next week. I'm going to see if this thing is true or not. I've heard two different statements from two different people, and I got to see what they're doing. They told me it doesn't apply to me because I've been there over 20 years, so we'll see. But everybody can get in touch with me on this radio show, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do. If I do resign, I'll have to think about that. But I close this show today, and Father God, we worship you and thank you so much for your love that you've given to us through Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we are very grateful for your ministry and all that you've done on this earth and the words you've given us and the teaching. You're seated at the right hand of power now, and we ask you to guide us with your Holy Spirit in making ourselves to be as good as we can be for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'll see you guys next month. Bye.